which is bad.
I mean, you've seen Do the Right Thing, right?
Hey,
it's about that time, boys.
The heat.
Is it? Okay. It's about that time?
It's about that time.
Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. Fucking Chad.
Oh, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Funky Panther. Coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, we've got a hell of a show for you. Here on episode 141, I think, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We have got It's Ernie in the building for the third time.
Yes, sir.
You want to say hey?
What up, Ernie?
Hey, how you doing?
He is now one of the few members that have made it on the three-peat club for the Funky Panther. Welcome back, man. Good to have you.
Hey, appreciate it. Love y'all, man.
So sit back, relax. We know you're going to enjoy. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
I'm Tim.
And we are
the Funky Panther! And Ernie. What's up, boys?
Oh, hi.
What y'all been up to?
Oh, you know.
Just same old, same old?
Same old, same old.
Yeah. Same old shit, just a different day. I've been making money.
But those that tuned in know exactly what we were up to. Those that are listening on to the regular podcast that drops on all streaming platforms, you got to watch our YouTube so you can figure out what we've been up to.
Yeah, go ahead and search for The Funky Panther on YouTube. Give us a subscribe. You can listen to the first 30 where we're all catching up, just talking shit for the first 30. Otherwise, you're going to get what you're getting right now. So let's go ahead and get into it. Like I said, Ernie's already been on the show three times. This is the third time. But for those who of you that don't know, give it like a little quick snippet of who Ernie is.
Yeah, and it's different than when I was on the previous two times because, I mean, Ernie's a rapper, musician, influencer.
Influencer?
Influencer, content creator. Yeah, we're going to talk. We're going to say it. But yeah, I make music. I make dope content. I'm in Fort Worth, and I got a big show coming up that y'all are hosting.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to think of like how I'm going to, how am I going to say things?
Yep.
What am I going to do on
stage?
You're
going to be awkward. We all know
how you're going to dress. You're going to dress up like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
I might do that.
Bro, that would be amazing.
Please don't do that. Please don't do
that. Dude, wear what you wore for Tales of the Fort with your shirt tucked in, your big ass yellow glasses.
100%.
Look like a pedophile. That would be great.
I'm here for it.
We are seriously.
Step right off of the, what was it, the Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah, exactly. We are seriously looking forward to it. And we appreciate you asking us to be able to host and MC the event. Really, it's going to be it's an honor and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, man. Ernie Day 2023. Last year was dope.
Oh, yeah.
Fire. I mean, 10 shots. Man, we might have had 20. And this year is going to be even better.
Yes, sir.
You better Uber over there.
Yes. Don't
try. And where's it going to be at?
It's at the Cicada. South Main. Brand new venue. I mean, this spot's really dope. I don't know if you guys have been yet.
No.
But, I mean, it's really going to be a great spot for the community. I mean, a fun spot, too, like late night. I mean, they're doing a lot of different events. I mean, you're talking about open mics, burlesque, concerts. I mean, it's just going to be a really cool venue. And South Main. And South Main's growing, and we love to see that.
Yeah, man.
And we've seen you perform at the old Mass.
Yeah, that's the last time I've been in that building.
And when I tell you we like went crazy whenever you went on, holy shit, it was just like fucking fire, dude.
Yeah.
We all three, me, him, and Jay, all fucked with it.
We went nuts. We went nuts. We had a great time.
10X this year, so I'm ready. I'm excited. Yeah.
So what can people expect? Like, who all is performing other than yourself, obviously, but what can people expect?
Oh, exclusive. Yeah. Uh-oh. So we got Jay Diggs, the Prodigy.
Hey. Oh, Diggs!
Yeah. We got Diggs.
I love that boy.
We got Fespeco, the whole gang. We got Dank, Slug D-Lo, Tropicana. Yes. That's gonna be dope. We got Kai Woods. I mean, this dude's been killing it. He's on an album with Cap G's. Man's That's making right. moves. And we got my boy Nessie the Rilla. I've known this man since I was three. So we got a Detroit Houston connection, and he's been killing it in the NFT space. So, man, it's a dope lineup. And me, of course. But it's a dope lineup.
Dude, that's how long? This would be like the longest concert of all time. Like, you got so many people perform. It's going to be amazing.
It's a whole party. It's a whole party.
As it should be.
Yeah.
It's your birthday.
Yeah.
So, back in the day, before I even knew that he was into music, I helped hire on Diggs to the company we used to work for.
Dang.
Yeah. So, I've known him for like 10 years now.
Oh, that's dope.
Before I even knew what he was capable of.
Hey.
And then I saw him pop up on that like Fort Worth song with JOE, and I was like, Wait, what? Had no idea. Yeah, very talented.
Dope.
Dude, I'm excited.
We love that. We love full circle moments.
Where can people find tickets?
So tickets are on Eventbrite. There's a link in my bio. Or if you just search It's Ernie, the Cicada Bar, or Ernie Day 2023, it pops right up. And it's also connected to my Spotify. So go check my Spotify, ITSERNIE, and then you'll see the event right there.
Nice. And we'll drop the link on this episode as well, just to make sure that you can go and get yourself tickets. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a good time.
I need this. I really need this. I've been working so much that you know, and like today I got really lucky. I'm like had a big conversation with my boy at work, and he's like, "Bro, get the fuck out of here at 7 o'clock." And I'm gonna do the same shit. I'm gonna get prepped for Saturday. It's gonna be fucking exciting, man. I can't wait. I've been waiting for this for.
That's
for
why
a
he's
long
doing
minute.
It. He knew you needed it. That's what it's about.
I mean, get your alcohol, get your Pedialyte, a Pedialyte for Sunday, alcohol for Saturday, and this is gonna be a night.
You know how Wu-Tang's for the kids?
Yeah.
It's Ernie's for Javier.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I may be double fisting shots in Pedialyte just to make sure.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, what?
Is it double fisting?
Wait, what?
Like, oh, bro.
No, just to make sure that I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for every like one drink, you need to do two Pedialytes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good balance.
Keep
good
that balance. Hydration.
Right. So last time you came on the show, we did a little something called the Funky Five. And we have since retired the Funky Five.
Damn.
And this is going to be the very first time that we're going to do the new and updated. Is it still the Funky Five? Like, now that I'm saying it, I'm like,
it's called
the Deep Five.
The Deep
Glory Five. Hole from the Bowl.
The Deep Five.
Yeah.
I don't think that sounds like, never mind. All right. So, yeah, we got five questions out of a jar.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it.
Five questions from the jar.
Preguntas?
Five questions out of the jar.
And so, instead of just like Fort Worth related questions like we've done in the past, these are going to be a little bit deeper. We want to get to know you on a deeper level. And so, they're going to be just a random array of shit. They could be imaginative, you know what I mean? Like, what would you do in this situation?
All
they could be like real talk.
I'm going to be real. They all actually say, please give us your social security number as well as your mother's maiden name and your full government name.
1, 2, 3 4, 5
There's no sense of reaching there. We just want that information. That's it.
Let me ask you, Tim, are we gonna just have him answer the questions, or do we want all
I think
one
we should chime in. I don't know if we'll we might answer some of them. We might not.
Whatever.
All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead and draw.
Just dig in there. Let's see what you got.
And y'all want me to read it?
The suspense is killing me.
If you could instantly master any musical instrument, which one would you choose and why? Oh, that's really easy. Piano. Because if I could master piano, I'd be making beats like tomorrow.
Same.
It'd
piano
so
is like
easy.
It's almost like a need to like master thing that not enough people master.
Yeah, it's like the foundation of music.
What's that? What's that one song? The hurdy gurdy. It's like a medieval instrument. I think it's called the hurdy gurdy.
What the hell are you talking about?
I do that.
Hurdy gurdy.
No, maybe like a lute. I don't know.
A lute?
Talking about an organ.
Organ would be good.
I mean, that's just a piano, though. Yeah.
I mean, I think I'd master the guitar.
Okay, moving on. what about you, Javier? Instrument?
Oh, the kazoo.
Okay.
It's a good one to master. You almost there.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it.
This man gonna hit a. What was those little percussion things we grew up with?
Oh, the recorder.
The recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot cross buns. If you know, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Ernie, what is your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, damn.
This That's, one's just a small question.
Is this something we all got to answer?
That's yeah, man.
Tough.
Okay.
It's like, what I want to say? Embarrassing moment. It was a long time ago. I need to preface. But I did lose a rap battle in college.
Ooh.
And I don't think I should have lost. And I would want to run it back with that person. But since then, that person has gotten canceled. So I don't know how I reach out to them. But it's all
so technically
love.
You won. Like when it all comes down to
well,
it.
Well, I mean, they got canceled years later. And
yeah, that means you won.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if she hears this, like, hey, like. You know, I hope you're doing well.
And
like,
if she hears this,
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I know. And it was a long time ago, folks.
And you firmly believe that you won that?
Yeah,
was
bro.
It like vote-based or what?
Yeah, the judges and the crowd and like.
That's weak. A lot of her friends were like, oh, Jackie, you won. Her name ain't Jackie. I'm just saying Jackie.
Yeah. But no, I think we could run it back and but I
believe
some
in you.
I don't know, man. I heard you on Tales from the Forge. That's pretty fucking solid.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing them little freestyles out.
I appreciate it. Oh, freestyles, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I'm glad we were the first one, though.
Yeah.
We were, right?
Yeah.
We were your first?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the first freestyle on the show.
You damn right. All right, Tim, what was your most embarrassing moment?
Man, I got caught.
Okay, moving on.
No. I decided as a. I can't remember how old I was. I was probably like 14 years old, but I decided I was going to moon traffic.
Oh.
Wow. My fucking parents drove by.
Of course they did. Like, you were at your house?
Yeah.
You were at your...
In the backyard, though, like... Yeah, towards Robert's cutoff.
Come on, dude. Yeah.
You see your fucking hairy ass.
Yeah. Even at 14, you're probably like 6'1", hairy as shit.
Yeah. Your mustache looked like your fucking gooch.
It still does, you know?
You disgust me.
What about you, Javier?
Most embarrassing moment?
Yes, sir.
I think I had to be like in first or second grade, and, you know, they were doing like elections for like class treasury and shit like that. You know, kids are like saying, I'm going to put more Goosebump books in the library and Ooh. Like more pieces like every week, all week. And, you know, they're like, yeah. Because, you know, us kids are stupid, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so I had no idea what to say. I'm up there in front of the entire school. And I'm just like, looking around for like a minute. And then I was just like, just vote for me. And then everybody laughed and cheered. And then, you know, people were like, I wanted to vote for you, but I didn't know what your name was. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, so, no.
But it was embarrassing. And I tried to run for like class officer. And the teacher pulled me out and she's like, we saw what you did. And you're not allowed to run. Which, looking back, should have told my parents, because fuck that teacher. I'm going to fucking find you, Miss Jackson, you piece of shit.
You were,
he is for real.
But you were terrible.
Hey, people wanted to fucking vote for me.
Well, maybe. Yeah.
I am for real.
All right. For me, freshman year of college, I stayed out way too late. It was Thursday night. I don't really know why. I just got Friday morning classes. I didn't know better.
Idiot.
I didn't know better. And so I got like this Friday morning, 8 a.m. chemistry class or some shit like that. Some Yuck. Science class. And so I got really litty the night before, went to class, rode my bike to class. Barely, like, I was just out of it. I was just fucking completely out of it. And the guy next to me was like, dude, I'll take notes for you and send it to you. You reek. Like,
dude, you're
you just
still
smell
drunk.
Like booze. Like, you just smell like you have been drinking all night. And I was like, well, thank you. And I'm going to leave now. And so I got back on my bike, started riding. I'm out of it. I didn't realize that part of the road was under construction. And so, like, I'm riding my bike and there's like this huge pothole. Didn't even see it. There was cones all around it. Don't know how I missed that shit. So I hit the fucking pothole in my front wheel, and I just go flying over the handlebars. Like, just flew and, like, face planted into the curb. Ooh. And so, like, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I take pain pretty well, so I'm like, I'm fine, I'm good. And then I realize that I'm just, like, bleeding profusely from my lip. I essentially, like, bit through my lip. And so, like, I'm still a half mile from my dorm room. And so I can't keep my lip from bleeding. So it was embarrassing because I'm trying to just get back home, and I have another half a mile, and I have blood all over me. And people are like, let me help you out. And it was embarrassing because I don't need your help. You know what I mean? Just let me be. You know what I mean? Let me live my life with my bloody ass lip and fucked up bike. Let me live my life. And so that was the worst.
I was the same way that night. I got really fucked up, and you know, tried to help me in the house. I was like, no, leave me alone.
When you broke your toilet?
When I broke my toilet, yeah. I was not embarrassed by that, by the way.
Okay. All right. Next question. When you can't sleep, what keeps you up at night?
Damn. When I can't sleep, what keeps me up?
Yeah.
Shit. I'd be thinking. I'd be overthinking, over drinking, over everything, bro.
Like, I feel like most creatives overthink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I've written whole diss tracks in my head that will never drop. Like, there's like songs that like you play in your mind. It's like a dream. Like, you'll just write a song and like forget everything you said, but you like remember that feeling. You'll just be like up all night.
Do you note things? Like, when you're thinking it, do you try to note it? Or you're like, I'll remember this in the morning?
Oh, it depends. It's been both. Sometimes it's like, oh, what the fuck was I thinking about last night? And sometimes it's like, oh, I'm going to use this shit.
Exactly.
And then sometimes it's like, it's probably better I forgot that, you know?
Right.
Dude, I can't ever pinpoint like one thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
It's just like I'm just got thoughts. Just racing thoughts.
Frivolous thoughts.
About bullshit. Yeah. It's like nothing that happened. It's like, oh, man, I probably should have watered the grass today. Or, oh, there's stuff in the washer I should have pulled out and put in the, you know, just bullshit, right? Yeah. Nothing that like means anything, and that'll keep me up.
I sleep pretty well now in my old age. Like, I used to not be able to sleep till like 2-3 in the morning. Now it's like I could sleep at 11 or midnight. You know what I mean? It's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I will stay up if I'm working on a project or anything creative. Like, I'm working on a t-shirt or something for the Funky Panther or social media or a video or something like that. I will not be able to go to sleep until I finish it. Ooh. Because I'm going to forget the good thoughts if I like go to sleep and wake up and try to knock it out. And so, you know, the artistic part of me keeps me up at night.
You never forget a good thought.
100%.
thoughts. Yeah. Me.
If you know, getting, you know, I guess.
Getting murdered in my sleep.
That keeps you up at night?
Keeps me up at night.
Yeah. Like, you're not asleep getting murdered, but you think about someone murdering you while you're sleeping.
Yeah,
is this
yeah.
ever since the Forever Reckless podcast you're still thinking about?
Bro, yes.
I knew it.
Holy, the fucking murders over there up north, man, from those college kids and that fucking creepy guy. Like, I'm just like, oh, some bitch is going to fucking try to kill me.
No, nobody's going to try to kill you.
I wronged someone in the past, and they're going to try.
I mean, that's probably true, but no one's going to murder you for it.
God damn, but I just got a feel. I mean, I don't know why. I swear it's just like... That's why, honestly, that's why I got those things that I got on Temu that you have. Oh,
is
it?
Is that why?
Yeah, because
I started using them. I'm sorry.
Really? Motherfucker. Yeah. Did I use my cat bed?
Yeah, I did. No. I'm actually sleeping in it.
Javier, I feel you, though, because like, when I'm stressed out in my dreams, I be getting shot. Like, really? Those be my dreams. When I'm stressed out, bro, I'll just wake up like, God damn, like, why the fuck was I in a firefight in Vietnam. Like,
holy shit.
On,
you said man. Vietnam. I was thinking, is this just a rapper thought? Like, rappers have to think about what happens if I get shot? But no, not Vietnam.
He says Vietnam. I'm sitting there thinking, like, why am I back in Detroit getting shot?
Yeah, what? That's a different kind of thought.
I'm just eating mom's spaghetti. What the hell?
Yeah, right? All right, next question. This is question number 4. We got one more after this. What's the most valuable lesson you've learned from a mentor or role model in your life?
Oh, man.
That's a good question.
Roan? That is a good ass question.
Roan?
I think just like going after something, if it's easy, it's not worth it. If it's worth it, it's not easy. And just the constant struggle and battle of going after something that like a dream, a goal or whatever, like that's what makes life like fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I feel like that stuck with me like throughout life is like, man, like, I mean, you could do a lot of shit and not saying like some people like live average lives and like that's cool and like they do their thing. They go to work, you know, they have their favorite sports team. But like I've always wanted something more and I'm not going to stop till I get something more.
Love that.
And then like just doing that shit daily. And even if you're like, I'm good with coming to work, but like every day you're not growing, you're dying. So like every day, mm-hmm. like get better at something, learn something, use your brain. Like you just don't I just feel bad, and I've had some people in my family, it's like, bro, I feel like you're 60 and you just like slept through the last 40 years. And I never want to be that. I never want to be stuck somewhere. It's like I always want to be striving in all parts of my life is like getting better. So I feel like that kind of like stuck with me is like, hey, man, like that's how you grow. And obviously it was in college because college was foundational for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like in college, it was like, bro, like if you don't get your grades up, you're not going to pass this class. You're going to be out of here. You're going back to the city. Like a lot people around, like, hey, man, you go back to Detroit, bro. You don't get this shit right. But like, yeah, so it's like you always want to get better. You always want to grow, whether it's in relationships, work, love, your creative endeavors, music for me, obviously. But like, it's always like, man, you always want to get better and like take what people say and like improve. You just want to stay the same or just
don't get comfortable or complacent.
Yeah.
I hear you. I love that.
I like being comfortable, though.
He was talking to you the whole time. And you know, Tim's like feeling all that. He's like, but I've been doing the same thing.
No, man. But see, that's the thing. It's like I enjoy what I'm doing. I mean, I changed my job up and everything, but I enjoy what I'm doing.
But you still strive to get better, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the pieces of advice I got, one I think is like one of the best things I ever heard was when your day at work is over, you leave that shit at work.
Yeah.
Don't take it home with you.
Yeah.
Spend time on yourself. Don't. Your work's going to be there tomorrow.
Yep.
Don't stress over it. Now, I get it if you're working for yourself because it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But when you're working for a corporation, working for an entity or whatever.
They don't care.
Man, nah, your shit's going to be there tomorrow.
Or just your dad.
Take care of it tomorrow.
Yeah. same.
Just the man.
Right. For me, I think it was I just had it. I was just thinking about it. There's like a few things that were on my mind. But one of them is the fact that like you don't have to be the best at something to be successful. You don't have to be number one of something. You don't have to create something to be successful. You could be the second person.
Yeah, like Ricky Bobby.
Something.
Like,
you could be third,
could be first,
fourth.
You could be second, you could be third. Hell, you could be last. You know?
No, I'm serious. Like, you could come out, like, there's companies out there like Peloton that are like, oh, shit, they're making a shit ton of money. And then some other companies like, yeah, but I'm going to make a company called Echelon and make hundreds of millions of dollars just piggybacking off what you're doing, just a little cheaper.
There's
you know
a company named Echelon.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what they did.
Make it a little bit different.
They built what a Peloton has, just a little bit cheaper and selling like crazy. So you don't have to be the best. Like some of the musicians that are out there are not the best musicians ever, but they are hard at their craft. They put their time in, they put in the work, yeah. and you know, there's a lot involved in just being good at something other than just being good at that one thing. And so, yeah, similarly, you just got to work hard and get there if you want to get there mentally, keep growing. And but you don't have to be the best. So don't like let yourself down if you are not number one. You know, just keep growing. Yeah. Use that as a platform to get better.
I'll tell you, school's like made me upset though.
Is it the B?
Yeah.
Because it's not an A?
Right. I've made A's on everything else, man, in this one class, and it's just like kicking my ass. And I'm like, I feel angry about it, but it's still passing.
Right.
So I should be just happy. If I pass, I pass, man. Who fucking cares? But
Javier?
I don't think I have that. I don't have that.
You don't have that?
No, I don't have any of that.
Like, have I'm any still, of what?
I'm like, still, I don't have
what
any,
are you talking about?
I don't have a mentor or somebody I look up to like, you know, give me that. Get that shit, because
you never heard any advice from anybody that just stuck with you.
Fuck no, are you kidding me?
From like, school, from podcasts, from like watching. You watch all sorts of shows and movies and documentaries.
What anime? Not, watch Attack on Titan.
Mix, there's got to be something.
I mean, do or do not. There is no try.
Listen, you can take from anything, dude.
I don't know.
Nothing
man.
Has resonated with you.
Yeah, it's Rocky Balboa. He had that one part where he's like, "It didn't matter how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you get hit to keep moving forward. That's how winning's done." It's not, you know, it's not about him or her or you or anybody. Winners don't, losers do that, and that ain't you. That's pretty much it.
Adrian!
Yeah. I never, you know, I look back at, you know, and somebody asked me a question. What's the one thing, if money was an option, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't give it an answer.
I'd be like, keep working.
And like you said, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with like working and living like that, but yeah. I think there's something wrong.
I think
you're not working, like I say, if you're not growing, you're not living, you're dying. You just,
yeah.
For me personally, it's just like, you know, work is, to me, if I don't put a bullet in my head, then I'm just like, I'm fine. Every day is like another day that I'm still here.
Question number five. If you could swap lives with any celebrity for a day, who would it be and why? On a lighter note, Jesus Christ.
Celebrity for a day?
Oh, man. Celebrity for a day. Damn. Like, right now, probably Drake, because he's on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doing pretty good things.
So that'd be fun. That'd be fun to be Drake for a day and go
blow millions on steak and just say whatever.
Just, like, announce it. And, like, bro, he, like, all my homies were telling me, you see the clips online, like, he performed over curfew in Detroit for probably like, I think it was like 10,000 a minute or something crazy like that. And he did like 23 minutes over. And it was just like, whatever, y'all. Like, I want to live that life where $230,000 is like, eh.
Dude, that don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I would trade, I'd like to jump into Bert Kreischer's life. I just want to see, man. Feel that just for once, like how, I mean, dude drinks all the time.
Yeah,
he has a great. It seems like he's got a killer family.
Wait, yeah. Who'd you say?
Bert Kreischer.
He's a comedian.
Comedian. Okay. He drinks all the time.
Big
he
white
having
dude
a good time.
Always takes his shirt off.
Nice.
I haven't.
He's always having
the
a good
Bert
time.
Kreischer Kool-Aid. I've just not been into him, man.
I'm
a fan of the stand up. I think he's kind of.
You gotta see him live. It's good.
Yeah, maybe. He's a little much.
But he wakes up. He wakes up early. Works out. Does a polar plunge.
Right.
You know, has his drink. Has his
like,
fucking
he's literally said, like, I want myself healthy enough to still maintain the lifestyle that I am in.
I do like that, yeah.
And so that's why I'm like, I just want to see, like, how that lifestyle is.
Yeah.
Because it'd kill me if I tried to do it, you know, myself right now.
Me would be Shaq, 100%. I want to just have the feeling of being able to do everything.
Yeah.
Like DJ, jump on a fucking sports center or some shit, jump on, go to a grocery store, buy some people some shit, just do whatever the fuck you want. He owns I don't know how many franchises. I just want to be a fly on the wall for a day and figure out how some of that works so I can try to recreate some of it myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's just...
No, I get it.
I like the jack of all trades.
I want to do those general commercials,
Renaissance
man
type thing. Like, I want that in my life.
Yeah.
And I want that at least for a day.
Be like co-owner of Reebok.
There you
He's
go.
Actually one of the majority shareholders of,
I believe it,
that company.
Javier?
I don't know.
Celebrity?
Ryan Reynolds.
I was like, this, and there's only one reason why.
Yeah, because you.
Blake Lively.
Yeah. We knew that. It's not. He's also kind of a Renaissance man, right? He's in all sorts.
He's got. He has a Mint Mobile. He has Wrexham FC. He has Deadpool. I mean, he's a great human being. He gives money to charities, and he's just an all-around.
He was in
that
hit movie Bolt Neck.
Fucking
Bolt Neck. Wrexham is playing Chelsea this week, right?
Yeah.
For like a friendly. Yeah. I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to watch.
It would be cool to. It would have been cool to go to that match. I mean, I still need to see Manchester United. I mean, I need to.
Shoot. All right. So how was that? That first.
That was our first ever updated Funky Five from a jar. Hey. We got to get a new name.
I thought it was the deep five.
I don't like that at all.
Jar Squatter.
Funky Five. Well, how do you say
jar
in Spanish?
Jar Squatter.
Preguntas. Cinco preguntas.
Cinco preguntas. Con cinco la plantera funky.
La Funky, cinco preguntas.
La Funky, cinco?
The Funky, cinco.
La Funky, cinco.
La Funky, cinco.
All right, that's whatever.
Brainstorm.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Either way, you did the first one. We appreciate you.
I liked it. It was good. It was deep. We had some funny stuff in there. We had some, like...
We get to know each other a little bit better.
Got some very depressing stuff.
I know. Yeah, we got to move on. We got to work on that with you, I think.
Javier,
you
know you're getting funnier, though. I can say that. I can say that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Is it the racist stuff, or...
That's a good question.
Now hold on, you gotta be sure we're clear about the racism. It's against white people.
We all know. Fuck, everybody knows.
We're about to get a whole other conversation.
Alright, so now we get to talk about you a little bit more. Yeah. Right. Dope. So now we did the Funky Five.
Yeah.
We talked about you and what you're into, which is apparently everything, right? So you're not just a musician now. I kinda wanna get into We'll get into the music, obviously, because we have a lot to talk about there.
Yeah.
But, like, you are now an influencer.
Yeah.
What is that life like?
No, it's cool. Like,
and how did it happen? Like, I feel like it happened overnight. Like, it didn't, because you were grinding. Like, these videos were coming out constantly. Yeah. But all of a sudden, it just blew up out of control.
Yeah. Well, your boy, Minicon, who you guys had on the podcast.
Great guy. Great saying, fighter.
Fuck you, Ernie, specifically. But, no, so, I mean, obviously,
I mean,
like...
He did say that.
Yeah, so. He did. But that dude's a homie. But so, obviously, Trend Camp, Blake, Mitch, Ron, I mean, the whole team last year was like, hey, if you want to be a musician, you got to pop on TikTok. And when I was on here in June last year, I was doing different things, trying different stuff. But then July, I went to Trend Camp, and I think a little before that, I was like, man, I'm a rapper. I hear a lot of bars. I'm a big fan of hip-hop. Like, crazy bars I've heard. I've heard a lot. And I think it started with Central C's, your bitch is gay, you know? And like, I was like, oh, that shit's crazy. All right. Was he tripping or spitting? Whatever. And I posted part 6 in Missouri. I was posting a bunch, and that shit just hit 1 million views. And I was like, oh, shit. Crazy bars I've heard. And if anyone is listening who makes content, if something works, you do it over and over again. Because the algorithm loves you and people like it. So you do it over and over again. So we're on part, like, I've lost count. I'm probably on like part, like, 150, but I've had so many repeats because fuck.
You don't even
cares.
Say the numbers anymore, right?
Yeah. Like, nobody cares on Instagram, TikTok. Right. They're like, oh, how many or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, yeah. So, like, I've probably done almost 200 of crazy bars I've heard. And, like, obviously it's gotten me millions of views. I'm at 150 on TikTok. Shoot, we were talking about starting the IG in like December. That's at 100K. I got some cool followers on there.
So what you're saying is what you got to do is like just record yourself saying crazy bars I've heard over and over again, and then you just plug in your content?
Yeah, yeah. Or like I think if you guys just like had crazy clips or like whatever stories and then just put it. Because people need like people for content need hooks. Right. Like you get a good hook. It's like, okay, I'm going to watch this shit. Oh, I like it. You're good. So it's like simple and easier to do than a lot of other people are doing. And hey, it works for me. Like, I mean, I think about, it hasn't even been a full year. I've been making it. I've had brand deals. I've had people reach out. I mean, the people that follow me now and I talk to are crazy. Like, I mean, me and Sway have gone back and forth.
What? Damn, dude.
Yeah, Sway in the morning. Yeah, he's cool. Aaron Gordon followed me.
No big deal.
And like all the rappers I post are like I'm fans of and – like I'm becoming peers with them because it's like, yo, oh, you posted me, I'll give you a free feature, or like, oh, dude, like, I like what you're doing, or like, oh, bro, like, I respect this, or bro, you're posting me, like, that's an honor, and I'm like, ah, shit, like, this shit is dope. Yeah. So it's like,
feels good,
it's cool, and it feels collaborative. I'm collaborating with other people, I'm talking to other people, we're working on other deals, so it's like a new career. So like obviously like it's another business which is more work, but it's changed my life literally. So.
I mean, you've got enough of a following to where it's paying now, right?
Oh obviously. Yeah, it's paying. I mean, we're gonna make some more. We got a lot of stuff on the way.
Hell yeah,
you know,
I'd love to hear it.
But I mean, it's paying, and it's just cool to be like respected and admired, and it trickles down to the music. I mean, like, one of, like, I have stans now who literally message me every day, like, oh, bro, I love this, or I love that. Or, like, this one dude's like, bro, like, I like your content, but I listen to your music. It's dope. When you hit Nepal, like, for a show, let me know. And I was like, Nepal?
He's Nepal,
like,
yeah, Nepal. Damn.
Dang.
You know? And, like, yeah, I mean, I got a couple stans all over now where it's like, this is kind of cool. Like, you're in Vancouver and you rock with me? Dope. Like, you're in Jersey and, like, all over the world, all over the country, like, people hit me up.
They're like, yeah, we all hate Dasani.
Yeah.
That's why it's smart that you stayed with music, right? Like, you're doing something different. It's not your music all the time, but you're still talking about music. So you have that relatable thing, right, between you and all these other musicians, which is good for both businesses.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it trickles everywhere. I mean, it's been working everywhere. I mean, I've gone by on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I mean, we're going to hit YouTube soon. Like, it's just, like, it's kind of cool to see it resonate. And then people started recognizing me. Like, I'd be out in Dallas, and this dude was like, bro, you look familiar. And I was like, what? He was like, oh, what's up? He's like, bro, are you Crazy Bars I've heard? I was like, yeah, bro, that's me.
That's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, and then, like, people would, like, send me stuff. Like, bro, you seen this video? I was like, yeah, I made it. They're like, what? That's you? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm rocking a hat, but that's me. Look. Like, that's been cool. And then, like, other, like, family, friends, and relatives are, like, you know, people like I work with or do music with, they're like, bro, someone just sent me this from like Cali or sent me this from there. So like it's cool to see that.
Is that the biggest change that you've seen from this happening?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just like all the numbers are going up, like all my analytics is great. And then like just different people like hitting me up. Like people that send me Dasani memes.
Yeah.
Like, that was the same. But like people are sending me like content suggestions that I've been like talked to in years, or like just random people like hit my DMs, and it's just like it's like cool. It's like good to see to like have a fan base and also like build a community, because like I'm an independent artist. I want to help out independent artists. And like you guys know me, like I'm a social butterfly to people's champ. Like I love everybody and I want everybody to win. So it's just really like fulfilling to like be like one of those people, you know? And it's like obviously I love my music. I'm gonna do my music. I'm gonna spit that shit. But like, dog, if I'm like, you know, if I start a podcast and become the Sway of Fort Worth, I ain't gonna be mad, bro. Yeah. I ain't gonna be mad, you know? So
that's awesome. Good for you, man. Appreciate it. Out of all of these, 200 and something already, do you have a favorite bar that you've put a video out for? Like one that you're like, man, this is my favorite bar?
Man, there's so many. I don't have like one favorite, but definitely some are stand out. Like I keep going back to the Simba line. I mean, this dude said, God, what'd he say? Basically he said like I need to reintroduce myself. Well, I'm Simba, you know, that's my name, we're getting it in or whatever. And then he said Caitlyn Jenner flow, you can't tell me I'm not him.
Yeah,
I mean that shit was crazy. And then I mean like J. Cole's got some lines, obviously Kanye, like all these people have so many dope freestyle lines. And then like Ray Vaughn spits a freestyle where he's just like getting deep and just goes through so many bars. Definitely have to check that out. That's like my most viewed ever anywhere. But yeah, I mean, it's just cool to see all these dope rappers and spit it. And examples of how independent artists can do things. Like LaRussell, I mean, he's going crazy with the live shows. His streams aren't like relatively that much, but he's making a living. He's well-respected. You know, when you got NBA players shouting you out, you've made it. Shit, so.
Do you put any of those out that you're like, this is awful to me, but I'm going to try it out and put it out here anyway?
No, not awful, because I appreciate all music. If people pay me enough, I will post it.
Tim, you can't put out that bar you were talking about. We'll convince him to put it out there.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
He appreciates all music.
Yeah,
all
right, cool. Yeah, I mean, like you know, promo, I'm going to put you on. But there is stuff, I'm not going to lie, I do post stuff on purpose that's like controversial or polarizing, for sure.
Of course, you have to.
Yeah. And then when you get like a fan base, like my fan base on Facebook is different than Instagram and then different than TikTok. So literally like, because I think demographics, people ages, all that. So like I'll post it on Facebook, people are like, oh man, we love this. And I'll post it on Instagram, it's like, what the fuck is this? And then I'll post it on TikTok and they'll be like, oh, okay, we rock with it. And bro, like my Instagram, like I love all y'all. If y'all watching, I love y'all. But man, anytime I post a white girl, them motherfuckers be going in. Somebody wrote this for her. Somebody wrote this. And I'm looking at my demographics, I'm like, I need some more women. I need some a little more diversity. But it's like they be like, oh no, she's not doing this. And like, and I'm like, bro, like, just listen to the bars. But hey, you know,
that's good for you though. Like, I that is something that I definitely I was listening to Minicon on when he was on the show, is talking about like understanding the demographics and understanding the different platforms and what they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we don't do a very good job of. But like, you have to, and it's awesome to see that your understanding of your, you know, various platforms and who's watching.
Yeah, and like I teach a content class at Trend. I'm probably gonna talk to the team and open it up for people, because I like, bro, like I've studied this, I've like done the work, like I get the knowledge, and like I've like people on trend have seen results. I mean, we have multiple artists who have millions of views on their personal pages.
Yeah,
you know, so I think like I definitely want to teach people and help, but like yeah, like there's an art and business to this shit. Like you really gotta put in the hours or learn from someone who did. And like Minicon's a great person to be like, bro, like how'd you do this? Like I listened to that episode, I was like, oh, like how can I make this work? And
yeah,
shit helps.
All right, new idea. We're gonna get Shaq, and here's what we're gonna do. I need y'all's help. We gotta go to a We gotta go to the basketball court, and I'm just gonna do a free throw every day. We just do that. We just record a bunch of those. Like this is a free throw for Shaq.
You have to be able to say free
throw. Free throw. This is a free throw. It's a free throw for Shaq.
Hey,
free throw.
Shoot, and he's got a show here on the 16th.
I know.
Oh yeah.
I need to slide in his DMs.
You really need to.
I've posted him before, and like I think about like. NBA players are like my biggest like, oh wow, they follow you. Like, I mean, there's a couple, like I could have a mean starting five out right now.
Yeah.
A mean starting five.
So now that we've got all these different platforms, right, including Threads, which just came out, like what do you think about, what are your thoughts on like all the different social media platforms?
Oh, what is it, too much? What is Threads?
You're not on Threads
no,
yet?
No, I'm not
you
on little Threads yet, man.
Bitch.
What's Threads?
Fucking Panthers on Threads, bro.
What's Threads?
I mean, I like Threads. We'll see where it goes. So Threads is basically Instagram's Twitter. And they were smart about it from the beginning of saying, hey, like, basically it's Twitter at its core where it's just people tweeting. Like, I'm waiting for, like, the big event and, like, college football season and stuff like that. Like, are we going to be on Threads like we were, like, prime Twitter?
Right.
And if that happens, then I think Threads is here to stay. But what they did smart is they connected it, right? So, like, you downloaded Instagram, and basically it's Instagram's Twitter, and you could just hit follow all. So I hit it. And you basically, it's just you're tweeting from Instagram and it's like connected. Like, so all your Instagram followers see you on Threads.
Okay.
And of course, like people on Instagram is like, were you on Twitter? No. Or you didn't like Twitter or whatever, but oh, I'm gonna try this on Threads. Or people who love Twitter who are on Instagram, they're like, oh, I love Threads now. And like whatever Elon's doing and the bots and all that. Like, I think Twitter's just different than when it was to start. And
what do you think, Javier? You're a big Twitter fan.
I love Twitter. I'm not gonna lie.
Still?
I still do. I mean, you know, with the Funky Panther account, we can just look at shit all day.
Like what kind of shit? No, yeah. I don't want to hear it. You still like Twitter though? Like even
I'll talk
though
about
after
it later.
Elon?
Yeah. Dude, no lie, I haven't been on Threads. Like I signed up for it and I hit follow all.
Yeah.
And I just haven't done anything with it.
I definitely recommend it because like talking about a platform, because like that's why the content is like so game changing for me, because like I have 8K on Threads, and this has been 2 weeks because it's just all my people trickling in from there and new people. And I feel like I've gained followers fast on Instagram because like they see my stuff on Threads, and I'll be like, "Yo, like,
not a fly.
Check it out on IG."
You ain't a fly?
Too. No, not a fly.
Okay,
that's pretty.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it because it's a new platform, and then it tests like your fan base, and then like even people on like my Ernie Instagram, I'm like, bro. This girl's never posted a picture, or this dude's never posted a picture, but they're liking all my stuff on Threads. I'm interacting with them. It's just different. It's cool. It's another platform to utilize.
People, like, I know Minicon's already, he's on there, like, nonstop on Threads. Lou's doing a pretty good job, too. I mean, you see some people that are doing really well already and gaining a following. It's hard because it's just one more thing.
Yeah.
But I do, so far, like it more than I like Twitter. And, like, all the friction that Elon has caused with Twitter, I think it's a nice, refreshing, like, different platform.
Yeah, and hopefully gets his shit together. Because I like Twitter. I mean, I think, like, Twitter's not in its prime, but, like, for specific things and news and information and a lot of stuff, Twitter's still a great platform.
Yeah.
But like at its prime, like probably like 5-7 years ago, I mean, every event you'd hop on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Like every big like thing happening, you'd hop on Twitter. You see people's takes, you'd laugh. It'd be fun. And then I mean, now it's just like, I mean, but Twitter creators just dropped. Bro, they're making bank on there. If you want to get like an influence game and make some big money, Twitter and Snapchat are paying buku right now.
Really?
Yes.
I think Snapchat's the I know for Tammy's job, because she does hair, they say that Snapchat is the best platform to go to get on to increase your, like, to be an influencer.
Yeah.
I didn't know Snapchat was like that with influencers.
Yeah. Oh, they're paying a bunch. Because, like, you can post 15 pictures and they can put 5 ads in between, and if they like you, they're going, you know, they're clicking through
Bro,
all of those.
Bro, Brecky Hill? Wow. Goddamn. Yeah. Fucking blown up.
All right. So we have a question that was from our Instagram. And the question was directly to you.
Okay.
It was, how can Ernie be the fastest rapper in the city and he hasn't raced anyone?
Bruh.
All he's doing is hiding.
Dank, bro. I'm outside. I'm outside,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's Dank.
Yeah, I know it's Dank, bro. Bro, we gonna race, man. We might race it after Ernie Day.
And oh, you can tell just by outside. How that was written.
How many times has he talked about that, though?
He says he's like the fastest dude.
Well, he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, like, bro's athletic, man. The dodgeball game, we whooped their ass, too. We got that dub. That dodgeball game, my man's is moving. But yeah, bro, we could race. I mean, like, shit, I'm outside. We could do whenever. And yeah, I'm ready. I just feel like, bro, we can make it a whole event, barbecue event. And that's what I really want to do. And like, shit, we can put other events in there, get other people in, and like do it big and like have a show or do a charity. But if you just want to race, man, just let me know.
Do like a battle of the podcasts, you know?
Yeah.
Go against that one podcast.
Now, Juan's wanting the box, man.
He does.
Heard that? Yeah, he wants the box. He says he wants to box me because I got this mustache.
Yeah, they said you're going to do this whole thing.
And I will, man.
Yeah, J-Boy's like, oh, I'm the fastest rapper. Oh, we're talking athletics and not bars? Yes, we are running.
Yeah.
We are running, J-Boy.
Different kind of fast, but we believe you on that, man. Yeah. You're quick.
Jay's got to quit. He's got to quit bars,
yes,
but
he does.
I don't know how fast he is on the
from the
feet.
Chat. Though, do you ever put your own bars on crazy bars I've ever heard?
I have, and after today, I will again. But yeah, I definitely have.
You have good like feedback and stuff like that from your own stuff.
It was probably 50-50.
Okay.
But you know, I got better bars for today, so we're gonna rock it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's funny because yeah, that page is like, it's the best of the best. So, like today, yeah, y'all gonna hear it. We're gonna post it and go from there.
So we're doing something today, then.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, do we want to just get into it?
Can,
now?
Can we?
Yeah.
Are you want to warm up the pipes? Are you like?
I mean,
vocally prepared.
I'm ready.
He's let's like, go. Bitch, I'm always ready.
Like, damn, it's gonna be two parts. Okay. Two parts. Yeah.
We have an intermission. Like.
Hey. Okay. If you know this beat, you know. Gotta wait for it to drop. Hey, Annie, off top of the dome. Yeah, on that control. Hey, yo. All black like a Raider, I'm smooth like Vega. You already know I got the flow for show. Yo, it's time to go in. You know the team, but Ernie Mo forever. This is really not a trend, Yo, I'm higher than a Wiz Khalifa doobie. Ask Snoop, I came to vomit all this set like the homie Goosby. Already know I got him shook. God fearing flow, let him cook. I see more titties than Girth Brooks. Let him cook, I really got him shook. I gotta do my dance. You step to me and my team, call Tim Ambulance. We got gotta get it in, y'all need my advance. Got more mileage than Chad, I got him real mad. I'm this bitch like a dad, Luke, I am your father. Sorry, Marshall, I went to school with Haley. That's all facts, no caps, and I really got that rap. That's no diss, putting rappers on notice. Got that magic flow, hocus pocus, you better show it. I'm coming, dropping bombs crazy like I'm Charles Barkley. That's TNT, boy, you gotta start me. You wanna win, put Booby in. Ernie really flipping, I'm really switching, and I kill that kitten. Sorry, like it raw. So if you catch me slipping, wait 9 months and pop out a Blake Griffin. That's too reckless. Grab your necklace. You better know a cold black and Eskimo. You gotta start me. I hit Tommy, hit me back. That's Tom Martin's. I'm the most famous Spartan since Magic Johnson. I'm ringing like a Thompson coming. Crazy bars I've heard. You know the word. You the black Eminem. Need to see the proof. I'm really murdering the booth. Paul Pierce hit the follow. I am the truth. Yeah, I'm the black Spider-Man. Your neighborhood is friendly. I'm swinging like the nigga. Better stay good. Business is business. You see a pimp? I'm Chad Butler. Young motherfucker. Got the jams like Smuckers. Ball at the rucker. Off top, I'm the goat. Your girl get took like Danny Fulton. Get ghosted. You get roasted. You better know this. The flow's so ice sick. You better know. I'm in the zone on this microphone. Shout out to Rome. Better come correct. Protect your neck. I got this center in a sec. I'm going in. Yo, on a scale of 1 to 10, my girl's 11. I've seen Stranger Things. Run the city like Dave Bing, Maddie Parker. I'm Eminem, just a little darker. Shout out to MSU, you know the crew. She wanna rendezvous at 2. I see more hoes than Javier. Got him horny, better beware. I got him scared, about to rip a tear. I'm going off, woo, like the Ric Flair. I'm a beast, get it by any means. Might start the NPC on TikTok Live. Like gang gang, gang gang, Ernie. You might need a gurney, I sound like your attorney.
attorney, but I take you on a journey. Chilling with the Millers, but it's light, cause I'm popping like Reggie with the tray, Steph Curry with the tray. Do this every day, what they gotta say? I'm going off like Cicada, oh, all black like a Raider. I told you I'm smooth like Vega, I'm the next one to pop out the funk. I just had a lunch with the mayor, that's true. Shout out to Rita and Teresa, they amplify my career. I hit Tommy, hit me right back here, Fort Worth here. Shout out to Lou, I'm the one, it's my time. We got that single, better get it done on time. I got the rhymes, about the black. Take my shirt off, rip apart like I'm Shaq Mack. This, that attack, I'm Louis the singer, Abraham Alexander, coming with the flow like, damn girl, you can never be my XB, but I need a Valentine. So I'm pulling dimes, 10 out of 10, in the game, ESPN. I'm really with the shit like MC Ren. Oh, this a legend straight from Compton. You better stop it, Dot or Dre, I do whatever I say. Three stacks, Andre, we in the A. We can sit up to a parlay with the flow, oh my God, okay. You better come to the show, J Diggs a prodigy. He got more lines like he's spitting out the Odyssey. For Specko, Dank, D-Lo, and Opie Tropicana. I'm about to get this money like I'm MC Hammer. Hit Sway up, yeah, I got the answers. My nigga bald, but he don't got cancer. Cause he bald, or he balling like Spalling. I'm going raw. Well, you know I go all in. And yo, I'm not stopping, I'm copping, I'm rocking, I'm really got him socked in. Ernie with the flow, you already knew though. Yeah, yeah, crazy bars I've heard. Check the IG and the talk. This is real hip hop, I ain't really gotta stop. Hey, yo, I'm on the fucking Panther. I told Sway, he do got the answers. I take off Elton John, rocket ship with Tiny Dancer. Spitting straight classics, I'm so Jurassic. I'm so old school, I'm so ridiculed. I'm real spitting this shit, flame like it's fuel. No fossil fuels, only oil. Cause I'm really in Texas getting extras. 313-817 legend, I'm preaching like a reverend. I'm sweating T.D. Jakes, I get it. Kirk Franklin, I'm banking. The weed is stinking, and we hit the stanky leg. And they from Arlington, you heard what I said, Ernie.
Woo! I think we could post that. What you think, Ron? What you think? I'm top, bro. I'm goated.
Like fucking Vince at the fucking dunk contest.
Every single line, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary Dude, and Joseph.
There's a that. Crazy bar. And I can't repeat
Did you hear it.
I can't repeat it. My God. I just heard it. I was just like, dang.
Holy shit, man. That was amazing. Hey, well fucking it. Done.
We got a text in the middle of that, and I was like, shit. Yeah. Holy shit. That was fucking amazing.
All right. J Boy, you when you come back on next, you're gonna have to try to live up to that.
Sorry, bro. Love you. That shit was straight fire.
Dude, there ain't nothing to fucking
I fuck with that.
Yeah, bro.
Take a breath.
Man, I gotta get ready for Sway. I'm like, let me do it on the Funky Panther.
Bro. Right, come man. You gotta be on.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get on there, man.
How's it like to breathe oxygen again? Because, bro, you were just spitting for like 6-7 minutes straight, it felt like. Hey. You were going forever.
Yeah. I had to get it off my chest.
Five minutes.
5 minutes.
That damn, beat is straight. Five, dude, that was straight.
5 minutes and 35 seconds is what that beat
God
is. And
damn.
He went for, yeah, third, yeah, about 20 seconds left at the end.
And wait till the show, y'all. Like, at the show, it's going to be better. Pull up.
Dude, I really don't have, I mean, I'm just kind of speechless. Like, I mean, that was, like, that was, that's how good it was. Like, I mean, that was fucking amazing.
July 29th, Cicada. Yeah. You want to hear the good, like you just heard. You're going to hear Ernie and a lot of other people, and it's going to be the best show. This is the thing to do this month, July 29th, Cicada.
Yeah.
You got to get tickets. We're going to be there.
Damn, dude.
We're lucky enough. We are fortunate enough to be hosting this event. Like, after hearing that, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, what am I even going to say? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Look at Chad. He's steaming up. Look at his glasses.
That was amazing, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, man.
Dude, that...
Let's go.
I don't even know what to do now. Yeah. Like, what does the content matter?
Honestly.
What are we even going to fucking talk about? Jesus Christ.
We went on long enough that we don't even have to get into that content that I had pulled up.
Let's get into a little bit.
We can get into a little bit.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of just...
End it?
I mean, yeah.
How can you go further after that?
Yeah.
There's like, I mean...
He's making a very valid point. I don't know what else to say now.
So I'm saying, like, right. I think we should just end it.
Just save it all for next week? End it. Jesus Christ.
Damn. Shut down this
Who the fuck y'all thought I supposed to be? Right? Fucking shit.
Well,
that was fucking...
All right. So anything that you want to say, Ernie? Anything else you'd like to say before we go ahead and end this? Because we're done. I mean, we're done.
Shoot. The bar's getting better. I'm stacking the cheddar. No.
No shit.
I mean, I appreciate y'all. Third time's the charm.
It absolutely was.
And Ernie Day is a great event. Like, everyone listening, like, definitely pull up. I want to bring the community out. I really think, like, I mean, I think about the show we did in last June, and I checked with Ron. We almost have as many tickets sold almost 2 weeks before the show that we had everyone there on the 19th.
It was packed, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I really think we have a great chance to show up for Fort Worth, for the hip-hop community, celebrate everyone and everyone's accomplishments. And, yeah, I just wanted the community to grow, have a great-ass show, and have a good-ass time. So pull up July 29th. I appreciate y'all hosting. Appreciate y'all having me.
Thank you so much for having us, man.
We're going up, man.
You talk about growth, and God damn, dude. Like, that right there, you can see growth in that.
Our boys here had to glow up.
Yeah.
You heard that, Tom Martins? You heard that from the man over here?
Yeah. He dropped every Fort Worth name that he could drop. That was amazing.
Everybody, damn. Man.
And then some.
Yeah.
Man. Cool. Thank y'all for hanging out with us tonight. You're welcome for being able to hear that amazingness. I don't really know what to say. If you don't already do so, please make sure you follow us at The Funky Panther on all things social media. And yes, we are on Threads. Make sure you go follow Ernie on both of his accounts at...
So it's Ernie 2_ on Instagram. And then the other Instagram is Crazy Bars I've Heard. TikTok, Facebook is just It's Ernie, ITSERNIE. And I'm streaming everywhere under It's Ernie, ITSERNIE.
Awesome. And you're not going to be disappointed. Both accounts are fire. Make sure you go out and check out it, Ernie Day on July 29th. We're going to be there again. I don't know how many times we got to say it. We're lucky enough to be able to host. You can see all our things at thefunkypanther.com. Please make sure you subscribe on our YouTube channel so you can catch the first 30 of every show moving forward. Stay good or whatever. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
I'm Tim.
And we are
The Funky Panther!
Bro, those are the craziest bars I heard.
That was amazing.